Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap time, and my partners don't have their headsets on.
Okay, now we're ready to go.
Now they do.
We are ready to go.
Post-game wrap. How about the Giants coming back home and swinging the bats again? I know it wasn't a totally clean offensive game, but they had 17 hits in 4 games in Washington. They come back here tonight and have 14 hits. And on a different night, maybe they score 14 runs, considering all the traffic they had on the bases. But I think tonight was a great step forward back to the normal Giants offense we've watched for the entirety of the year until these last few days.
Well, they had a pretty consistent strike zone to work with tonight. Tom Hyland was good. And I think when you're an offense that has struggled for a week, that when you turn the worm around, you have to create lots of opportunity. When you're going good and you're rolling, even on nights where you get stuffed, you get one opportunity and you cash in on it. When you're struggling to get some runs on the board, you have to create a lot of opportunity, and that's what they did tonight. They created a lot of havoc. In fact, it seemed like the starter tonight, Peacock, the right-hander for the D-backs, he was in the stretch the whole night. They had his back against the wall every night. Every inning was a stress inning. And, they only managed to put up 3 runs against him, but they created opportunity. He was in a stretch all night long. I like the fact that they added on too late in the ninth inning. I thought that was significant to a worm turn. When you get a few hits, all of a sudden you can concentrate a little more on defense. And I think the fact that offensively they struggled this last week, it affected their defense tonight. They played a clean game. They had an error, but it was a catcher's interference. I don't even count that. They played well tonight.
Kurt Cazale would be glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Don't even count that.
Yeah. Well, and another thing that was great, because they just seemed to have much more confident at-bats, and it was almost like, even though they weren't getting through, it was frustrating those first couple of innings. They get 5 base runners and still don't score. And, I mean, they had 2 base runners or more every inning that Peacock was in the game. But we saw a lot of guys break out who had not been hitting. And we talked about this a little bit on the TV side, but that includes Solano had a couple of doubles. Brandon Belt had a couple of doubles. Casale had 3 hits in the game. I mean, nice going, Kurt. And and Vossler hit a double that on another day would have started maybe a 2-run rally or whatever. But anyways, so those are guys maybe who'd been really struggling and having a hard time sleeping at night maybe a little bit because it was just going on and on and on. And these guys now, they look like they're back, and that may be all that it takes to get several of your guys back that just were having such a terrible time.
They rebooted their brains totally.
It can happen, right? I mean, it can. You get a little squirrely, you're not feeling confident, and you need a little reset.
It's 162 games. Count on it happening.
Yeah.
And tonight was just it was one of those games that were so – it was really important for him to win this game.
It was. And look, I mean, it sounds funny, but there is pressure when a team is struggling the way the Diamondbacks are. When you're the first-place team, there's pressure to beat them and take advantage. Everybody's talking about the losing streak, and they've lost 20 road games in a row. They're 2 away from an all-time MLB record. And so that puts pressure on the Giants to beat them here at home.
It does. Look, my first big league win, I didn't start out well. I mean, I think I had like 0 for 4. They put me in the bullpen, and then all of a sudden they give me another start in Wrigley Field, and we're playing the Braves, and they'd lost 16 in a row. And I went out there thinking, I cannot be the guy that screws this up. I mean, this is on a platter, and you know, we won that game. But, I mean, it just didn't feel like an easy thing at all. It was just because they had lost 16. I figured they're due for a break.
Yeah. You might not be retelling that story if you'd actually lost that game.
No, I'd have been a teacher in Bakersfield.
Thank God you won that game. Oh,
so maybe we would have met you here at the ballpark on a field trip.
Oh, yeah. You're in photo day. Hey, John.
I used to be a pitcher, you know. Yeah, sure, yeah.
The butterfly effect. One moment can change the world. Anyway.
It happens.
Good win for the Giants. Lots of choices for our player of the game. We'll pick players right after this. Okay, it is post-game wrap part two. We're going to pick some players of the game, and I'm going to go first tonight.
All right, lead us out.
Can I cheat a little bit since I'm going first?
You can take your pick, and you can take Kipe's pick.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. Absolutely perfect. So Kipe and I are going to combine with the two leadoff hitters, Lamont Wade Jr. and Austin Slater, the two guys in that top spot in the order. Okay. The Slater Stanford band theme song. Because I thought both of them had great at-bats. And Lamont Wade Jr., man, he could have had a bigger series in Washington. He got robbed a couple times, hit some balls hard. Tonight it could have been a huge game for him. He absolutely smoked that ball to Walker that turned into one of the weirdest double plays of the year. But even more so, he set the tone. He drew a walk to lead off the game. And I thought that did set the tone a little bit, like, hey, we're back home. These at-bats are going to be better. They hadn't taken a walk in days, and he walked the first hitter of the game, and then Slater with a huge hit to knock in an insurance run in the eighth inning. So Austin Wade, that's my pick.
I like it.
All right, that's good, Dave.
I like it. Those are big moments in this game.
I thought they were. Thank you. John, your turn.
Johnny.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Donovan Solano because he hit two doubles, and you know, the Giants are anxious to see him do what he's done the last couple of years. I mean, he's been one of the best hitters in the league for 2 years in a row. He hit over 330 1 year, 320 something the other year. And, you know, and this year's been kind of screwed up because he got hurt, and then he's coming back cold and trying to get it going. Anyway, it was nice to see him really. I mean, he hit the ball hard three straight times here tonight. Although, this thing about the Solano and sliders, I'm wondering about that because he got a fastball in his last at-bat that actually hit him. But he wants that's a fastball and I'm going to hit it. So he swung at it and it hit him. But anyway, it's a nice night, I think, for Solano and something to build on for him. Maybe it would be nice to have Donnie Barrels back. We miss him.
He hit some barrels tonight. He did.
He did.
Good pick.
Good pick. All right, good pick. Okay, well, look, I mean, I want to single out Kirk Casale because he had three hits. He started the game tonight hitting 100. Got three hits, and now he's hitting .135, but that's a big deal. He's not my guy, though. I'm taking Brandon Crawford. I mean, he got the big hit, really, in a 1-1 ball game. He hits a two-run homer the opposite way, but it was such a great step. There were two at-bats tonight. It was so special. From left-handers hitting against off sinkers. The one I'm talking about and why I'm picking Crawford was the two-run homer off of Peacock, who's got movement that runs away from him. If you try and pull that ball, you roll it over. It's a ground ball to second baseman. He stayed inside it, knocked it out of the ballpark to left center. What is the testimony to power in this game? It's opposite field power, and that's Crawford. 15th home run. That's remarkable. The other bat was Yastrzemski late in the game, and he was facing Crichton with another sinker baller, and here's a lefty against a right-handed sinker baller, movement away, and he takes it to left field. They went up there thinking about that, and I like the fact that they had an idea and they stayed committed to it, and they made it happen. I'm not taking Yaz. I'm taking Crawford. He's my guy.
All right.
His great season continues. Knocked in another run in that eighth inning. Just another excellent all-around game for Brandon Crawford.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I mean, he made that play. Who was the guy? I think it was Marte hit that ground ball that he turned into a force out to end the third inning, and he just made it so smoothly. It was almost like if you blinked, you would have missed it. It was like just artistic the way he made that flip after picking up the ground ball. It made it look just so easy and effortless, and yet it was a very difficult play.
He's stylish.
Threw out Nick Ahmed. I didn't think he had much of a chance to get him. That was a great throw.
That ball
I
in the hole. Oh, man.
Great play.
Strong-legged.
All right, our player of the game, though, sponsored by Top Dot Solar. Go solar and get $1,000. That's right, get paid to go solar and get a 26% federal tax credit. Go to topdotsolar.com for details today. Lots of other choices. We're going to leave some guys out, but I'm giving it to Belt. Belt had two doubles, knocked in a run, drew a walk, and he started that double play in the eighth inning when it was still a one-run game. It was just a brilliant defensive play, and so I'm giving Belt the award tonight.
It was 3-6-1, right? Pretty good double play.
No, that was amazing. I love that. That's a good pick right there. And we kind of, you know, singled out the offense tonight. Well, they really deserved it. They had some really good, committed, prepared mentally bats. I love it. But I do want to say something about Wood tonight. That was a big league stop job. Alex Wood, nice going.
He pitched really well.
Yeah.
And he gets a, you know, I agree with you. Tom Halling did a good job, but one borderline call, and he gives up the one run.
Yep.
He thought he had Kelly struck out. Kelly hits the home run. So good acknowledgement there. What's on deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. All right, well, tomorrow's the sort of bullpen kind of game for the Giants, but we'll see Sammy Long, whether he starts or comes out of the bullpen. Sammy Long is going to pitch tomorrow. He had a great debut in Texas. He grew up in Northern California. You know he's been dreaming about taking the mound here. That'll be a big, big night for him.
It'll be a playoff game in his mind, no question. And the Littell did not pitch tonight, so he'll probably open it up. And I can't wait to see this kid pitch.
Yeah, he's got that big curveball. He struck out 7 in his big league debut, 4 innings. Pretty impressive.
We definitely want to see more after what we saw in Texas.
It was impressive.
Yeah, so he'll face the Diamondbacks tomorrow in some capacity. Game 2 of the series tomorrow, 6:45. What's on deck? Sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. Highlights right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by our branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.